Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 9th of March, 2020. It is the 69th day of the year. 297 days remain till the end of the year, 10 days until spring begins, 239 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:28 this morning, the sunset at 7:13 this evening. We have 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight. Solar transit at 1:20 this afternoon. The first high tide was at 12:26. The next high tide at 11:53 this morning. The first low tide was just now at 5:38 this morning, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 6:12 tonight. The moon is currently 99.7% visible. Let's call it a full moon. This month's moon is called the full worm moon. The ground begins to soften and earthworm casts reappear, inviting the return of robins. It's also been called the sap moon, as it marks the time when maple sap begins to flow and the annual tapping of maple trees begins. Today is Amerigo Vespucci Day, Bang Clang Day, Barbie Day, Commonwealth Day, False Teeth Day, Fill Our Staplers Day, Get Over It Day, Joe Franklin Day, Crab Meat Day, Meatball Day, Workplace Napping Day, and Panic Day. It's also Teacher's Day or Eid al-Muallim in Lebanon. On this day in women's history, Sue Lee is born in 1910. The San Francisco labor organizer led a 15-week strike against a garment factory, fighting for better working conditions and increased wages. Born on this day in 1928, Graciela Olivares is born. She's the first woman and the first Latina graduate from Notre Dame Law School. She fought for Mexican-American rights and worked to decrease poverty. It's also the birthday of Mary Harris Armour, an American suffragist, Vita Sackville West, and Kimberly Geifel. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the many cafeterias in the district. The early educated ones will be treated to Spanish rice with turkey meat sauce, corn, and oranges. The vegan option is the black beans. For middle schools, the all-beef meatball sub, the all-beef hot dog, the buttermilk pancakes with omelet, turkey and cheddar sandwich, and the baby carrots. And high schoolers can also have the crispy chicken sandwich with sriracha ranch, cheesy garlic bread with marinara, the yogurt parfait, the cucumber and celery with ranch, and more baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. The BBC News Hour comes your way later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Libby Schaaf, the mayor of Oakland, are seeking to reassure the public that none of the passengers from a ship with at least 21 cases of the new coronavirus will be released into the public before undergoing a 14-day quarantine. The Grand Princess is carrying more than 3,500 people from 54 countries. The cruise ship is expected to dock at the Port of Oakland later today. The governor says those who need acute medical care or hospitalization will come off first. This process could take up to three days. Meanwhile, the death toll in the United States from the virus hit 21 as of yesterday, and as testing increased, the number of infections in the U.S. climbed to a number above 500. A residential fire broke out in the Mission District last night, two blocks from Dolores Park, sending up thick clouds of smoke. Firefighters were dispatched to 933 Dolores Street at 619 last night, and the fire was contained at 657. A fire department official at the scene said one resident was treated for smoke inhalation and that a top floor unit was burned. Part of that unit was under construction. Nine fire trucks were counted at the scene. Several firefighters were spotted putting out the fire on the scorched roof. And the U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck a spot off the coast of Humboldt County yesterday. The earthquake hit a minute before 7 o'clock last night. It was centered in a spot 55 miles west of Ferndale. The earthquake had a depth of 1.2 miles. There are no reports of damage so far. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. The Daily comes your way this afternoon at 5:30, right after Cross Currents. It's morning edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from LegalZoom. LegalZoom is committed to helping set up small businesses for success this year. More information is available at LegalZoom.com/NPR. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the 50s to the upper 60s with northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07.